This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. House Democrats say they have the votes to impeach President Trump. But first, today, a vote on a different resolution that could end the Trump presidency. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani takes us through all of this.
House Democrats are moving ahead with plans to impeach the president again, charging him with incitement of insurrection in the Capitol riot.
This was an attempted coup to overthrow the government.
Tomorrow, the House will start debating the charge drafted by Rhode Island's David Cicilline and others. Today, it will vote on a resolution urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president, something Pence has not indicated he will do. The president's not backing down, and today plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border wall to trumpet one of his signature projects, one overseen by the Homeland Security Department, whose acting secretary announced his resignation yesterday.
We're told President Trump and Vice President Pence met yesterday for the first time since the attack on the U.S. Capitol building and had what was described as a good conversation about the week ahead. The FBI is warning of plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Angry protesters outside the Washington State Capitol Monday offered a snapshot of scenes that are playing out across the nation. State capitals have beefed up security, in some cases activating the National Guard, with the FBI issuing a bulletin warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week.
About 9 million Americans have gotten their first COVID-19 shot. Many states are now ramping up the pace of vaccinations. Alabama's the best in college football. It beat Ohio State last night, 52-24, to take the national title. This is AP News. Our Ed Donahue reports on how states are vaccinating more people for COVID-19.
The strategy is to go big in the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's all a work in progress.
What we were able to quickly learn over the course of the first 10 days is we needed to find a way to accelerate the process of providing those vaccines.
Convention centers, fairgrounds, and sports stadiums are now sites of mass vaccinations. San Diego's chief nursing officer, Denise Foster, is at Petco Park.
They're scheduled 2,500, but we're looking to ramp that up to 5,000 per day.
The CDC says about 9 million people have received their first shot, 2.7% of the population. Experts say as much as 85% of the population will have to be inoculated to achieve herd immunity and vanquish the outbreak. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 89 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.